This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister of Jamaica Dr. Andrew Holness has arrived in New Delhi on a four-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport last morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Jamaican counterpart will hold delegation-level talks in the national capital today. To bolster bilateral ties, a number of MOUs and agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, he will also call on the President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet with other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders during his 4 days visit. He will also visit Varanasi on 2nd of October. The stage is set for voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir today. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to the polls in this phase. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. More than 39,18,000 voters are eligible to exercise their right to franchise across 40 assembly constituencies. The political fate of 415 candidates will be decided in this phase of elections, for which 5,060 polling stations have been established across the 7 districts, which include Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipora in Kashmir Division and Jammu, Udhampur, Kathua and Samba districts in Jammu Division. The prominent candidates in the fray are former Deputy Chief Minister Muzaffar Hussain Beg, Bashrat Bukhari, Sajid Ghani Loni and Nasir Aslam Wani in Kashmir Division, and Davinder Singh Rana, Chaudhary Lal Singh and Raman Bhalla in Jammu Division. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana, with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding up multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. The Department of Social Justice and Empowerment yesterday signed an agreement with National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, to extend support and provide legal aid services to marginalized people across the country. Addressing the event in New Delhi, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar said that this initiative will empower poor and weaker sections of the society with free legal services. He highlighted that NALSA, with this MOU, will also disseminate information about the new criminal laws among marginalized communities. He added that this agreement will ensure justice for all. During the event, the minister also launched a Sarthi 1.0, a digital portal. The centre has approved the release of 675 crore rupees to flood-affected states of Gujarat, Manipur and Tripura as an advance from National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF. Of the total amount, 600 crore rupees has been approved for Gujarat, 50 crore rupees to Manipur and 25 crore rupees to Tripura. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon this year. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that the central government is fully committed to provide all possible assistance to flood-affected states. The ministry added that during this year, Assam, Mizoram, Kerala, Tripura, Nagaland, Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Manipur were affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal launched the Cruise Bharat mission from the Mumbai port yesterday. Speaking at the launch, Mr. Sonowal said the mission aims to propel country's cruise tourism industry by doubling cruise passenger traffic by within 5 years by 2029. Several memorandum of understanding relating to the tourism sector were also signed at the event. In football, India have clinched the SAFF Under-17 Championship title, defeating Bangladesh 2-0 in the final played at Thimphu in Bhutan last evening. Mohammed Kaif secured the winning goal in the 58th minute by heading the ball past the opposing goalkeeper from a corner delivered by Nanghong Ho Mate. In cricket, Bangladesh were 26-2 at draw of stumps in their second innings against India on the fourth day of the Kanpur Test. Earlier, the hosts declared their first innings at 285 for 9, taking a lead of 52 runs. After resuming their first innings at 107 for 3, the visitors were all out for 233. Play on the second and third day were called off without a ball being bowled due to a wet outfield and persistent downpour. And with that, we end this news bulletin.